buddy.
Guess what? It's Friday. So, you know what that means. It means absolutely nothing. It just means it's another day of the week. And for some of us, it's the end of the week, of the working week, or whatever. Working day, I don't know. And for some of us, work kind of never stops. It's kind of a all-encompassing thing in life, which nothing wrong with that. Maybe a side hustle. Maybe you just like to stay busy always. Nothing wrong with that. Do your thing, chicken wang. And so since it's Friday, it will be the last podcast for the week. And I'll catch you guys, Lord willing, next week, starting Monday. I've been a little bit better with keeping up with you guys and trying to post an episode a day. It's been kind of consistent with my wife's work, so she's been, she's been going to work all this week, so I had had a good chance to record podcasts. actually, speaking about that, next week, Thursday, I probably won't be doing one because she won't be working. She has a compressed schedule, which is basically she works more hours during the week so she can have one day off, extra day off of the month. Anyways, so that being said, today we're going to be talking about what were we going to talk about? Got super sidetracked. Yeah, when this happens. We're going to be talking today about we're going to be talking about patience, my friends. I think I've talked about this before, but I want to talk about it again because it's that important and it's that good. Let me give you a little bit of context of what I mean about patience. Whether you are impatient about something, whether it's a career, whether it's a relationship, whether it's healing, maybe you have an illness or mental illness, depression, etc. Whatever it may be, and you definitely need some grace, some patience from it. This will be a good episode for you. Alright, so patience during trial times, or just if you're an impatient person in general, like I am, and which, by the way, I like to preach this because I practice it every single day. I'm super impatient for the smallest of things, and I've gotten a lot better. But nevertheless, I have my days, as I'm sure anybody does who can relate to being impatient. So, context. Traffic. I don't like going to amusement parks, whatever. I don't like going to concerts. I don't like being in public in general. Wherever there's crowds, you probably won't find me there. For the same reason, I just get very anxious. And I've thought about this. I always thought, like, well, maybe I'm claustrophobic, but I can enclose myself in a closet if I need to for whatever reason. I've done it before, by the way, to scare my wife. And I don't get anxious about it. I've waited at least 10, 15 minutes in one trying to scare somebody. And so it's just the fact that I'm very impatient. I feel like it's a waste of time of being in line or being in a crowd and having to wait for something. And time is, in my eyes, one of the most precious commodities that we have in this world. And higher than money, by the way. And I think it's important that for anybody that is impatient needs to definitely practice patience and kindness, because without having patience, unkindness and a lot of ugly other characteristics come out in a person. And so I wanted to talk about that and kind of encourage you guys and give you guys some insights, some insight mostly
of having patience. And I want to tell you a story about a person who came from a poor family that that grew up in a household that wasn't the best. Let's just say the father was never there for him, and also the mom was mostly the one that was that did most of the taking care of, and also the breadwinner. And so let's just say the father eventually stopped working for somebody else and built his own business, a grocery store. He had a grocery store, and it was very good. It was successful. He was, you know, getting a lot of clients coming in, and people loved him because he was a good man. He is a good man. And he grew his business, and it was awesome. He was able to provide for his family finally, instead of having his wife provide for the family. And not only did was he able to provide for the family, but he was able to provide his community with something valuable, which is delivery of food for those that were unfortunate to not have transportation to go to the store because they were illegal immigrants. And so he built his business. He was a good man. He is a good man. And somewhere along the line, the money, the success, unfortunately, took the driver's seat of his life and of everything else. And what he ended up doing was having a second life, and pretty much came very close to losing it all. But luckily, the son that I mentioned in the beginning of this story was old enough to take over this grocery store, this once successful store. He came in, he turned things around, and is still in business to this very day. And so, that being said, it didn't happen overnight that he turned this whole business around. It took time. It took approximately a little over 10 years to get to where it is today, which is a sustainable business that he could easily sell to somebody and they can pretty much sustain it for him. And this person that I'm talking about is my brother, my older brother. And just to think of all the things that he's gone through, all the experiences that he's gone through, and it took him a while to get to where he's at right now, where he's living very comfortably. Not only is he able to provide for himself and his own family, but he's able to provide for his extended family as well, if need be. And what I'm trying to say out of this is just the hindsight of everything, the insight that, you know, a lot of people like to see people's successes and say, oh, that guy, he's lucky. He did it. He's lucky because XYZ, and he's lucky because it was overnight. It was an overnight success. And people don't see the story behind everything of how long it actually took to get to a certain point. You know, my brother went through, I'm sure, a lot of heartache. I can't really tell because I wasn't in his shoes. And never was I really, that aware of what he was going through in his own life, because I was too busy with my own. He was there from the beginning helping my dad, and was there for the downfall of what my dad did. And so, that being said, you know, he was not only there helping, but he was also learning. And eventually, you know, it's funny how things work out. You know, God works in mysterious ways, as the saying goes. And my brother was able to get to a point where he could step in and turn things around and sustain everything. And he's doing pretty good for himself right now. So, moral of the story of what I'm trying to say is, try to be patient with what you're doing, whether it's a career, whether it's healing, I know I talked about more of a business aspect of things, but this really goes for anything in life because, you know, unfortunately, things aren't the quickest in this world, and things take time. Especially if you're talking about career or building a business, it takes time. And maybe it's healing as well. Maybe you have an illness. Like for me, not a lot of people know this about me, but I was operated at age 9. Maybe I'll talk about that another time. But I had an operation on my leg at age 9, and it took me a good solid 5 years until I could really do anything like walking around and whatnot, and running around actually, and being more active and whatnot. So it takes time. And patience is sure as heck a virtue to have, and I think it's a very important one to learn. Thank you guys so very much for tuning in to the last episode of this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please let me know your thoughts. If you're on Anchor, please message in or call in any comments, questions, concerns that you have. Would love to hear your thoughts about the topic, and share your story as well. I'd love to hear your story. If you're not on Anchor, you should probably be on it. If not, if you're on iTunes, listening in on Google Play or whatever you may be listening into, please make sure to leave me a review, a comment, whether good or bad. Let me know how I'm doing, and let me know if anything that I have posted comes at a value to you. Would appreciate it very much. Nevertheless, thank you any which way for stopping in and giving this a listen. Check out my YouTube channel, my Instagram page as well. Just look me up. It's OD Comedy. It's OD Comedy. Thank you guys so much. Love you. Peace. God bless.